It's Wednesday, August 22nd, and the Brewers have had a lot more downs than ups as we hit the dog days of the Major League Baseball season. The Packers have preseason game number 3 this Friday night. Interesting to note that they might rest all their players in the third game of the preseason. And the Badger football team is number 4 in the country, but there's some off-the-field trouble brewing in Madtown. Plus, we'll give our Mount Rushmore of Milwaukee bars. We'll discuss that and more coming up on Tap in the Keg podcast. You can follow us on Twitter at MitchRossMKE, and that's NoTapWI. So without further ado, here's your host, Charlie Trichler.
Episode 301.
Charlie, with you. Mitch on ones and twos. How are we doing?
If I was any better, I'd be your twin.
All right. Looking good.
Newly minted 30 years old over here.
There you go.
We broke that in over the weekend.
Right, exactly. That was a lot of fun. I had a two-day hangover. Might not have. That's what you get when you have friends buying your tequila shots at 1 o'clock in the evening. As you said, I wish I had friends at this point who weren't buying me shots of tequila after 1 o'clock.
I wasn't so lucky, but point remains.
But no, I really think that, you know, at some there should be like a general cutoff of like, if you're already out past 1 o'clock at over the age of like 28, 29, you're putting your ass a little bit in that jackpot. And then if you get, you know, shots being poured, you're full ass.
Yeah.
Apparently, there was a midget who was on the bar pouring shots at the end of the night, which I missed.
Really?
Yeah. Once the lights came on, I, you know, was like, yep, we gotta get ourselves going here.
The guy is drunk.
So, yes, that is that happened. But, you know, it was a good time. It was enjoyable. Had a lot of fun. I saw a lot of people. So, thanks to those who came out. Definitely was a good evening. But excited to get to talk to you guys today. Going to be talking to you about a variety of topics, as always. I'm excited for our Mount Rushmore of Milwaukee bars. Looking forward to that upcoming here. Just a hot tick, and then we'll talk about the Packers, move through the Brewers, and then talk a little bit about what's going on in Madison. Just a reminder, we've now set up the SnowTap Network tab on SnowTap WI. It's right in that right-hand corner. Basically gives you all your access for Tapping the Keg and for Daily Tap. It's perfect. It's really nice, easy thing to use, and I've really enjoyed it. So I think it's definitely beneficial. I definitely think it's the easiest way for you guys to keep up to date without subscribing. I know some people are like, yeah, I don't know about subscribing to a podcast, that it takes them a while. So if that's your way in, go ahead. That's the way to start.
Plus, as I found out pretty recently, you know, podcasts take up a lot of storage in your phone.
Yes.
So you do have to be selective with what you might subscribe to with iTunes.
Yeah,
goes to your phone.
I've kind of did the exact opposite and just downloaded a bunch of podcasts to my phone of late recently. So
really,
But I've started to delete. So I've started to go through and delete podcasts because, or what you've recommended, you kind of have to do that.
Yeah, and I know you love Pardon My Take, but my God, those guys, every podcast is 2 hours long.
Right, Bill Simmons.
That kills your storage.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately.
Definitely.
But you don't get that here. You get a nice, crisp, efficient 40-minute pod-ish.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get up to 50, 55.
Right. That's not your speed, we also have the Daily Tap, which is 20 or less usually. So that's sort of where we like to keep it. So get a good balance for y'all,
yep.
Which we're excited to do. So let's get into this Mount Rushmore of Milwaukee bars. So I saw this Patrick O'Leary on Twitter had this up late last week. And I kind of saw it going around about just a list of Mount Rushmore of bars, and kind of did it in Part of My Take style with a snake draft, essentially. We can just go back and forth, obviously, because we only have two people, not a third. And the way that I'm taking this is that it's not necessarily your four favorite bars. It could be, if you wanted it. Mount Rushmore is really whatever you want it to be.
Yeah.
It could be your favorite. It could be your sort of like the ones you just have so many memories at. Or it could be just sort of this iconic place that's kind of special to Milwaukee, or, you know, whatever. So with that said, I will give you the first pick. What is your first pick?
My first pick for a just all around, I would probably take Flannery's.
Okay.
For as my number one pick.
All right.
Just because
that was on my list, so I'll think of a new. No, I think of a new
I know.
One.
I killed you there. But
no, it's fine.
Do you want a little brief explanation?
Yeah, absolutely.
I just think that with, I like it a lot because they have obviously the 550 Power Hour Friday and Saturdays, whatever
yeah,
it is.
I love it.
Which
yeah.
is, you can't beat that deal. And then, atmosphere wise, I mean, you have basically two sections, right? You have the front bar, which is sort of the eating area and the, you know, the lower key area. And then if you really want to, you know, turn up, if you will, you go to the back. There's
yep.
a nice little dance floor, you know, probably a bachelorette party or two back there. And
sure.
just, you know, there's, you know, just as many bartenders as you need. And it does the job. And it's never like too crowded.
Right.
I feel like it's like usually just the right amount.
And the other nice thing about it is it's just a multi-versatile. It's a place where you can go and watch the game in the evening, get
correct.
A bite to eat, and kind of get liquored up a little bit. Then you go into the power hour, and then you're like, you know what? I'm just going to stay here and hang out, and
yep.
you end up being there for 4 or 5 hours.
And it's all like all walks of life, all ages,
yeah,
which I like.
For sure. Yeah, absolutely. My number one, you can guess it if anyone knows me, and it's not a surprise that it's Joe Cat's. And now I will say that I've gone to Joe Cat's less and less because I feel like it's become so popular that I think there are two different versions of Joe Cat's that make it my Mount Rushmore. The pre-built addition Joe Cat's, where it was jammed tight in there and just bodies were flying, and it was just, like you
so
said,
the,
all walks
the bottom
of life.
Floor, I believe,
bottom
is
floor,
the
yes.
word we're looking for. Here.
Absolutely. Where I absorbed a punch one time. You know, a lot of great memories there. And then the addition has been a great thing for Joe Cat's,
yes.
I think a great thing for Brady. And it's just, it's an amazing, you know, I think it's really a fun atmosphere. And I always have a good time there. But it's definitely, even though it's a favorite, it's definitely a place where I can't go every time I go out because I'll get worn out.
Yeah, I agree. Certainly. You know, I don't really have, I would say when we full disclosure, we went there this past weekend.
Right.
Because it was young Charles's birthday.
Sure.
And it was decent. I mean, it was packed. And I will say I've never not Irish goodbye at Joe Cat's.
Yeah.
It's just impossible to like.
Right, exactly.
Because it's like, all right, I got to pee now. It's 1:15. I'm going to wade through a sea of just zombies.
Yeah.
And use the bathroom, you know, probably evade a few more zombies in the bathroom.
Exactly, yeah.
And then you step out of the bathroom and you're like, I don't want to go all the way back in that corner again.
Yeah,
I'll just talk to you guys later.
Absolutely. It's definitely a premier Irish goodbye spot just with the way it's structured. Also, not to like take us off on a tangent, but the Big Three as a bar watch, there was like a replay of like the, you know, the.
That was kind of fun.
Yeah.
I was pleasantly surprised.
I didn't hate it.
As a bar watch, like as a just like, I'm going to stand here and drink a beer and like get like zone in on something.
Yeah.
It was kind of fun.
Right.
Like, I mean, I wouldn't do it like right now.
Exactly.
As we take this podcast.
Right.
But it was kind of.
At 1 a.m. you're like, oh, fuck. Glenn Big Baby Davis is like over dribbling.
Yeah.
You don't say.
Drew Gooden. Wow. Like,
oh, Katino Mobley
trash
looks
basketball
so
players.
Fucking old.
He does.
And
he looks amazing. Like, he looks sweet, though.
Someone wrote a column in SB Nation, like, what if Kobe Bryant played in the Big Three? And I was like, that would really be the coolest thing ever.
He would never subject himself to that.
I know.
I mean,
there's no way. Absolutely.
What Kobe could do is start his own league.
Exactly.
And
Absolutely.
There'd be a bunch of people.
Yeah, everyone. And so, but then what is your, what comes in at number two for you?
Well, I'll take another one from you.
Okay.
I'll go Nomad.
Man. You son of a bitch.
I know.
It's fine. No, go ahead.
I just think Nomad. So I kind of like the inside.
Yeah.
The patio is cool too. The summer patio.
Right, yeah.
Especially with the bathrooms in the back now has become a lot more convenient.
Sure thing.
So it's definitely, but that bar back there sometimes can be a little crowded.
They just added a second bar in the back, in like the middle of it.
That is true.
Huge.
Confirmed.
Big time clutch.
Yeah. So, I mean, that place is just, the music's usually good, you know, service is good. It's just a solid, you know, Brady Street
they
bar.
Had the prefix.
The prefix
for a while
is obviously.
Our college career was legendary. Home to one of the funniest stories.
It still has been known to be consumed.
Right, but, like, doesn't have the cigarette anymore.
No.
And that was part of it. also known for the famous story where a friend of ours may or may not have bought like 7 or 8 lemon drops with a credit card that wasn't theirs and led to an epic meltdown.
This is a number of years ago, yes.
Oh, but that was at Nomad.
Oh, yes, it was. Wasn't it?
That Nomad. So
kind of forgot about
before the patio, before it was anything. It's crazy that Nomad's one of our favorite bars, and yet we don't really go there to watch soccer. Like, that's kind of wild, right?
I'm not going to lie to you. I don't really watch soccer. So I mean,
yeah, I mean, it's one of those, if it's on, cool, but I'm not I don't actively seek out.
Right. I'm just not really that type of, I mean, I usually have stuff going on Saturdays.
Yep.
So it's like, I can't get up at 8 in the morning and have,
I'd rather get up at like 11 and start drinking for college football than drinking for soccer, which usually is same season.
Yep.
Number two for me, it's not really. Not, I mean, you took two of mine already, so this is like now a little bit on the fly. But I would say the Harp for memories and for just in the summer. I don't know if there's anything better. It's a little old for me now. I'm getting into like retirement stage Harp, where it's maybe more cooler to go during the day, because the Harp is a sneaky good day drink spot during like a Sunday or even a Saturday afternoon. It can definitely be a good time there. But yeah, no, there's nothing better. And I mean, we had the bear fight there, which was it's a Jaeger bomb chased with an Irish car bomb. And I haven't done one in years, nor will I probably do one. And maybe when Doze's bachelor parties, the next time I'll do a bear fight. And that's probably the last time. And then I'll be fully retired. But yeah, the Harp, a lot of memories there. Yep. A lot of good ones.
For sure. Can I go Lakefront Brewery?
Sure, why not?
I know it's not a bar, but it's a great place to. There's that food there now.
Yeah, I mean, you can.
It like if you have someone coming from out of town that has to kill any day of the week, that has to kill time as long as they don't have serious obligations. I'd say go to Lakefront. I mean, you can go there. You can take a tour, see how they make their beer. You know, I personally am so goddamn tired of the tours that I will not do it.
I think,
but I have no problem going there, hanging out. Sure. The patio's nice, the food truck's good.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, they kind of have it all now.
There's like nothing. I mean, they just continue to do things that benefit them. I mean, there's nothing. It's a central location,
right?
To if you live on the Upper East Side, it's halfway to 3rd Street.
Yep,
halfway to pretty much. It's near Brady Street.
Yep.
I mean, it's a central location. Go there, get some food, have some good beer. And if you know someone on a first name basis, you might get a free one.
There you go. That's what it's all about. Yeah, I think Lakefront definitely has that sort of all-encompassing good time. And it just, if you're really just looking
for... It's family friendly. It's whatever you want it to be.
Right. Yeah, that's
you can have a group of 15 friends there.
Yeah, exactly.
And they have those huge tables. Everybody can get food.
Yeah, and that's the other thing too. That's nice is like you order at the table, so you don't have to worry about like splitting bills, and like it's definitely one of the premier like big group.
You order
spots.
At the desk or like
That's what I'm saying though. It's like if you have a group of 15 and you're like, we gotta split this 15 right. ways, which is fucking dumb in the age of Venmo. Just split it like 3 ways and then whatever. But that's another topic for another time.
Mm-hmm.
Man, number 3 on my list. I've been toying with like a few different options, in my head, and just really thinking hard.
Let it snap. I won't judge.
No, I'm taking too long. All right. I will say, I think the first thing that I wanted to do was I would probably go with Brathouse. Just in general of a...
Yes.
Here's the thing about Brathouse.
Brathouse is up there. I can't believe I forgot about
that. Brathouse has sort of gained steam for me as the years have gone on. I think they've made some great additions with their upstairs as well. But also, to me, the Brathouse has become sort of the premier spot for me before a Bucks game. And I've just seemingly been to more Bucks games and more Marquette games as I've lived down here and been more into the Bucks. And so I think that it's become sort of a major hub there. So no, I really think that it's sort of a premier spot. So I would definitely say Brathouse. I would say food wise too, it's great. Also, low-key good to have a late kitchen. You gotta, the late kitchen's a nice thing. You can get a brat at like midnight if you really like are craving one or need something to fuel you up midway through if you had an eight for some reason.
Huge, right? Absolutely huge. For my fourth and final one, I'll say who's on third.
Okay.
Good wings there.
Yep.
Decent food in general. Again, it's a third street, right down the street from Brat House. Brat House is definitely one of my favorite bars too. And
sure,
I blew that, but who's on third is definitely a solid second.
I feel like they're very similar. I feel like if you're not going, it's kind of a weird move. Like just in terms of planning, like if you're planning a trip with buddies, like you just mentioned, like you wouldn't go to both. You just go to one or the other. Like, I think both have their merits.
Yeah, they're redundant.
But they're very similar.
Yep. They're pretty redundant. I mean, they're just kind of relatively, they're like bars, you know. They're sports bars. You know, good food, plenty of TVs, and, you know, you probably won't sit at either one all night.
No.
But.
Because it gets a little quiet, but for games, it's perfect, especially when you have a lot of college football rolling, a lot of other things, like multiple games.
Right.
They're usually pretty good about that. I will say that there was a bar that I won't name that has great wings, known for their wings, but a tad problematic. That would maybe be close to the top just from a viewing experience, but I can't put it on there. My last and final one is the Foundation, just from a fact of like, think about just the uniqueness of that place. It's unlike anything you go to in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
I don't go there often because truth be told, you go have two drinks there and you're kind of fucked up for the rest of the night.
Yeah.
So, but it is a little.
For good reason. It's $12.
It's $12.
Or
I mean, 14 but it's, or... you don't know what's in your drink. Like, definitely a place to go. And then you have River West Pizza that's right there, which is a dope spot to eat dinner. It's a weird one to end with. But yeah, and if we had the Mount Rushmore of RIP bars, I think East Sider would be near the top for both of us for a variety of reasons.
For a lot of nostalgia.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it. Yeah. Sullivan's, I was around for Sullivan's. That makes me feel old. Their place is in Milwaukee with dollar shots, which is an incredible thing to think about in 2018.
Those places are extinct.
Kind of hard.
Yeah. I mean, there's still places that'll do like dollar bombs. And
Wednesdays. Dollar bombs or something like that. But like, I mean, they had like college nights where Rascals and Ann Sullivan's both had dollar shot nights. I mean,
maybe another reason why North is dead.
Yeah. Because it's amazing to look at Izzy Hops and like that's Rascals.
Yep.
And Izzy Hops low key stinks, but that's okay.
Izzy Hops is there, but it's a nice place and it's like, man. You know how many fucking shots got ripped in this place?
Oh, yeah. Do you know how much, like, sloppy sex happened in those bathrooms?
Yeah.
Like, do you know the type of shit that went on? That, like, Rascals might be... What was do you think was more debaucherous? Rascals or RCs?
Wow. Those two bars are pretty similar.
Yes, they are very...
Probably Rascals, just because it's a tighter area.
They're like who's on third and Brat House's degenerate cousins.
Yeah, they're just two of like kind of similar. Redundant. Like if you go... Yeah, we're going to go... I mean, granted, we did this a lot. You go to you go from Rascals to RC's. Because remember, Rascals was dollar shots. RC's was $10 all you could drink.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and see, I was not as much of a North professional as you were because I would be here in the summer. I would just do my summer tour, and so it wasn't necessarily...
I feel like you would tend to start at Rascals, do a couple shots,
right,
and then go to RC's, enjoy the last like 2 hours of your night.
And just $10, that's, I mean,
so you could incredible. Spend $15 and be,
no doubt
I mean,
about
just,
it.
I mean, lucky we're in the river.
Absolutely, absolutely. Unbelievable. So, yes, feel free to weigh in with your Milwaukee Mount Rushmore of bars. We definitely left some off the list. I think Loaded Slates probably are, like, number one in terms of, like, surprising ones to get left off the list. But it got left
the
off.
The snub.
So that's probably the top honorable mention. But if you have others, feel free to send them in. So tap WI, obviously. All right, moving on to the Packers. So... The Packers have, they're sort of in the middle of training camp. Week three really is supposed to be the week where everybody plays. And
you can flush that.
You get ready for sort of, it's a walkthrough of the season. Well, Green Bay is presented with an interesting scenario where they go to Oakland for a late Friday night game, 9:30 start. And The field isn't great in Oakland. As you probably know, it's a baseball diamond. I mentioned this last week on the podcast.
I think it's particularly sketchy during baseball season, yep.
And the Packers' first team, including all their offensive linemen, Aaron Rodgers, Randall Cobb, Devontae Adams, are all been practicing on scout team this week, which yep. is a sign that they will not be playing in Friday's game. Now, this will draw some pinhead reaction.
Yes, it always does.
But you have to really consider, what would you rather have?
Because when you get paid to play a sport, you should be eternally grateful, Charlie, and play it every moment you can.
Just people, there's going to be so many bad takes about this without people. Like, I just hope.
I don't think so. I hope
you
don't, not.
Okay, so you think people will actually understand
Maybe
this.
Maybe I'm just not as I don't take it as seriously, the Packers Twitter,
right.
As I do other sports. But I just, why would you play anyone?
Exactly.
It's a preseason game. I mean, it's a preseason game. You're in Oakland. It's not a good field. You have another preseason game yet?
Yeah.
If you really want to get, I mean, I would like to see Rodgers maybe get a couple reps in that last game. Excuse me. Would you?
Yeah.
I mean, would you want to see him get some reps in the last game?
Yeah. It's like, and this is a really interesting, so Jason Wilde wrote about this. And so Jason Wilde said, you know, so to your point, yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing him get a full, like, one drive and just see how it goes. And if he gets a drive in, great. But here's a really key quote from Mike McCarthy. It's different, really, any other year than we've been here. Maybe the third preseason game, in parentheses, Wilde has, similar for our defense, just because the trajectory they're on. But offensively, we're on a different trajectory. So,
is that a shot at Mike Pettine?
No, I think it's a shot at they have a lot of young guys and it's a new defense, and these guys have to get used to a new defense. But literally all the guys that are playing in the offense have been here before.
Yeah.
Maybe the only guys who make it legitimate snaps are your Jamal Williams, and Aaron Jones should probably – I bet Aaron Jones gets a ton of snaps. He's been practicing, I think, this week. So I would imagine because he's suspended.
Is suspension two or four?
Two.
It's down to two.
So, but still,
or always was two.
But yeah, it was always was two. But still, he hasn't got any preseason snaps, live game. So Aaron Jones, I think, will get a lot of snaps on Friday night just to sort of show what he can do.
Yeah.
And their running back situation is obviously weird with all the different moving parts. Keem Judd retires out of nowhere.
Ty Montgomery being poop.
Yeah, he's not been, I don't know. Ty Montgomery's an interesting one. LaShawn Daniels I kind of like, but it's my big, dumb Big Ten brain. Because any guy in the Big Ten, I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember that. I remember watching that guy. He played for Iowa. So, you know, it's like one of those things.
Chuck's a sneaky Hawkeyes fan.
No, I don't mind the Hawkeyes.
Oh, I know you don't.
I had a good time there. Listen, if you show me a good time at a college, I will probably be a fan
Chuck
of your team.
Chuck is just fiending to hitch his star to a wagon here.
What do you mean?
I mean, you're dying to go to a college football game. All we got to do is get you to one, and you're going to be a fan of that team.
No, I listen, when I do get married, I may consider a bachelor party in the SEC country. I don't know. Maybe. Although my girlfriend, and at that time would be my fiance, would probably kill me for going off-site for a bachelor party. That's like her number one thing. You know how people just have that thing that really just kind of drives them nuts and there's no real rhyme or reason? Hers is off-site bachelor parties. My mother, for example, is birth control. She doesn't understand how everyone's not on the pill and just rants about it all the time when like celebrities get knocked up. This is more like 10 years ago, but still, every now and again it comes out.
So I'm curious about the offsite. So you can't go out of town for a bachelor party?
No. She just thinks it's stupid. She just thinks it's a waste of money.
Yeah.
Not telling me that I can't do it.
It for sure is.
But she thinks it's like, why do you need to celebrate like two times over, three times over? You know, it's probably a podcast for another time.
Yeah.
But back to whatever the hell we were talking about. It's like
Hawkeyes football, Iowa, LaShawn Daniels.
Running backs. You know, yes, we'll see what the Packers do. I mean, I'm okay with it. I also think that it's kind of a stay woke part of this. This whole, the Khalil Mack thing sort of fading. Packers weren't going to do a deal with Oakland before this game. I mean, the Raiders fans would riot. I mean, literally, they'd be throwing fireballs on Molotov cocktails onto the field.
Like if he just switched jerseys?
Oh, yeah. No, there's no way.
No.
So that's
Well, he also hasn't even practiced this year.
Right, exactly.
So even if they did trade it for him, you know, we get the podcast curse and they trade for him, you know,
today,
Wednesday morning. We get the podcast cursed, and you know, he wouldn't.
No, he wouldn't.
He might not even play week one.
No. But my point is
extended
that
spring training.
The fans of the other team, since they're playing that team, it would be just a bad PR look, and
Correct. They
would just, even though the Raiders are a little dysfunctional, I still think they have enough smarts to not do that right before a preseason game. It would be terrible time. They would just wait till Saturday or Sunday and make it happen. So you know. I think it's okay that's a really interesting quote from McCarthy that we're on a different trajectory.
Also, are you ready for the fire, the pinhead Jordy Nelson takes? There's going to be some real spicy ones coming.
Oh, Mitch.
Have you thought of that yet?
Oh, Mitch, have I ever.
When Nelson gets a 24-yard touchdown reception in the first drive.
I don't know if you saw this, but Randall Cobb and Aaron Rodgers did the ball thing
Correct. On
Friday.
No, I didn't see that, Charlie. Why don't you explain it to me?
They spun the ball. And everybody just lost their fucking mind on Twitter. Like, and then someone tweeted out, like, "Are you hold back tears when you see Jordy in the Raider jersey." Why do people give such a
something
fuck
happened
about
this
Jordy
week
Nelson?
That made Packer fans overreact? And we're here to discuss it on Tapping the Keg podcast.
Well, why don't you cry about it?
It's the Packer Pinhead Report.
I ranted about this on the Daily Tap on Saturday, but fuck it. Well, or on Friday night, but we'll do this again. I don't understand the... Can you explain to me the love for Jordy Nelson? Am I just an asshole?
Well, he's white.
That's... Yeah. I literally think that's it. Like, he's a good player. Don't get me
wrong.
Yeah,
he is.
But he will not get his number retired. He'll go in the Packer Hall of Fame, sure. But I think, literally, you could be a half-ass a player and be a good guy in the community. And you'll get
all you
got
to do is play here for 10 years.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a lock.
Yeah, exactly. So he'll get in the Packer Hall of Fame. He won't get his number retired. I mean, that's a very illustrious group. Like, Donald Driver won't get his number retired. Like, you have to be a premier player. Like, Aaron Rodgers is going to get his number retired.
Yes.
If Clay Matthews, like, has a like an amazing tail ender, you could argue maybe Clay Matthews. Probably not.
No. If you ask me today, no way.
No, probably not.
I mean, he hasn't done much the last few years.
So, yes.
Statistically.
So you have to be just an absolute legend to get yourself on the facade, if you will.
But there are people who think that, really?
But that's pinheads. That's what I mean. You read some of the stuff that people talk about Jordy Nelson.
Jordy had, like, what, two really good years?
Yes. Aaron Rodgers made Jordy Nelson.
Yes.
Jordy Nelson would be half the football player he was if his quarterbacks were Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry that people are too dumb to realize that and that they just love the fact that he's this good old farm boy from Kansas.
Yep.
But it's like, yeah, Jordy's an overrated Packer. Jordy might be the most overrated Packer of the last 20 years.
Yeah.
And I kind of had similar thoughts.
He's up there with Christian Wood for the Bucks.
I had similar thoughts similar thoughts about Donald Driver when he retired, because people were, I think at that time, were like, oh, you should bring Donald Driver back, because I think the Packers are having issues with receivers and stuff like that and all this stuff. So here, top pinhead, listen to this asshole. He's also a fucking Kentucky fan, so bear with me here. Raiders received two first-round picks in Ty Montgomery. Packers received Khalil Mack and Jordy Nelson.
Wow.
I miss Jordy Nelson. Let's see.
Speaking of Khalil Mack.
Yeah.
Is that trade even really compatible?
No. I mean, I think I wrote about it today on SoTapWI. Dante Fowler makes a ton more sense. If Dante Fowler is available, which I don't think he is, he's 24 years old. He might be just a real asshole, and the Jaguar and Coughlin is like, fuck it. I'm done with him being late on Coughlin time, and he's out.
Yeah. I mean, that would be something, because it just the Khalil Mack stuff is like just such a pipe dream. I mean, the Raiders don't want to trade him. They've said no to teams. That's the report.
Yep.
And it's been going, he's been holding out for what, 3-4 a month now?
Yep.
More than that, probably.
Yep.
And they've said no now. Reports are starting to leak that they're saying they're shutting down teams immediately.
Right. And so, it's like, get out of here.
So, in other words, to get him, and my favorite part of the whole thing is Packer fans go, throw in Nick Perry. Wait, we got more money to pay Khalil Mack. Well, now suddenly Nick Perry's good or something. Like, I don't understand. We're like,
yeah,
that's what happens when you're like a well-run franchise. In quotes, your bad players suddenly have good trade value. Like, because you come from the Packers, you must be a good player,
right? I mean, it's just people think that they know more football.
Nick Perry's about as average as it gets.
Absolutely.
Okay. He's not a bad player. He's not good though.
So going back to Jordy, let me read you these replies to the Randall, the spinning football. This was just from a random Twitter user.
Okay.
It's just not the same. Maybe they should do something a little different. Not gonna lie, that makes me a little sad. I love Cobb with all and all, but my heart is hurting still. Jordy can never be replaced. It's too soon. Crying emojis. At least it's Cobb. Come on, guys. If it was Tay, it would be better. Does this mean Cobb's getting cut? Someone replies, we can only hope. Jesus Christ. Just fucking Packer fans, man. Like, I hate Drew McGarry's, like, this is why your team sucks. Basically because Deadspin sucks. And I think Deadspin's just a joke of its website these days. But it's the same old tropes, but some of them are so true. And it's just like, these people with Jordy Nelson, man. I wish Jordy would have just wore a MAGA hat or something so people would, like, take their love of him down, like, two notches. Because you know he voted for fucking Trump. Like, let's not be shy about that.
Oh, yeah.
So.
I mean, I guess we don't know that.
No, we don't know that. That might have been a little far. Okay. Yeah. That was a little far.
I think the MAGA hats would have played right to his audience.
Yeah, probably.
Charlie.
Yeah.
That's what I thought you were going with that.
Right. Fuck. Actually, okay, take that back. I wish you would have came out in support of Hillary Clinton.
There you go.
That would have been, oh my God. Could you imagine Jordy Nelson at a Hillary Clinton fundraiser?
That's the some men just want to see the world burn gif right there.
But Hillary Clinton never went to Wisconsin, so how could he come? All right, and that's political talk for this time.
Yep.
So Milwaukee Brewers are going as through the dog days. Currently,
and you're not going to know what the score is. You're not going to want to know what the score is.
It's a 5-4.
5-5.
5-5.
Junior Guerra, see ya.
Junior Guerra is Junior Guerra a gas can again? Might be a question that needs to be asked.
Fucking hate Junior Guerra.
Really? Explain. Yeah.
Still think he's very good. Never have.
Well.
That's all I got for you. That's my insight.
Junior's given up 8 hits here in 4 innings. He's had a woeful month of August, and he is careening fast. And he has become sort of Junior Guerra circa 2017. So I'll ask you this. It's a two-part question. And who knows what the Brewers do in this game. Kind of have to win this game. Because you had a 4-run lead to start the game, and you pissed it away. This is just like that San Diego game all over again.
Mm-hmm.
So I ask you this question. Do you think, A, who should Zach Davies replace in the rotation, if anybody? And
that's a tough question.
do the Brewers need to get somebody off of waivers in a pitching variety of a starting variety? And I don't know who that person is.
To quickly answer the last one, yes, probably.
Do you think
I would love some more depth.
So even if the depth is like, say, a Marco Estrada or Jeremy Hellickson or someone kind of I don't think those are that exciting. I don't think.
I was going to say you might as well keep what you have at that point.
I agree.
I'm
not saying you get Justin Verlander, but I'm not saying you get Jeremy Hellickson or Gio Gonzalez. Some guy today told me he's more in on Gio Gonzalez. I'm like, the Gio Gonzalez that has a 7 ERA in the last month and has walked like almost all.
Gio, I do like Gio for some reason, but
6-5.
I know he stinks, but.
No, it's 6-5 now.
Yeah, I see that.
Get Junior the fuck out of there. But anyways. Maybe
so who would Davies replace?
Well, I don't know.
Can I go recency bias and say Junior Guerra?
Well,
I mean, I was going to say, after 2 innings on Friday, I was going to say Freddy Peralta. You've had enough, dude. You cannot stop walking people. But then he settled down. He went through 6.
Yeah, the Freddy thing is just like he had. I don't know if it needs to get like John Henderson situation where just slap him around a little bit before the game. You remember John Henderson, that Hard Knock clip?
Well, Council said they tried something different on Friday. They had him throw more pitches before the game.
Good to try to find that curveball.
Yeah, or just like kind of get more ready.
Right.
And that didn't work. So he's like, I don't know what we're going to do. But
one of my suggestions was like start Davies for the first three innings and then play Peralta for the next three and just kind of have this two-headed monster going out there. Because then, or four innings for Davies, because Peralta's struggles have been against the second through five hitters. But if you look at Junior Guerra's, he didn't give a home run up tonight, but he's given up everything else. Junior Guerra has given up a home run in, I think, his last five starts. He's been atrocious, and it is no time to be atrocious.
Yeah.
And when your team spots you a four-run lead in the first inning, there is
no— And then no, tacks on after the—
And tacks on. Travis Shaw got a home run. It was 5-1 or 5-2.
Yeah.
There is no fucking reason that you should let that go by.
Correct.
And if you— And like— Chase Anderson gave up two home runs. He can't pitch to righties. He cannot locate the pitches he needs to against righties. It's a real problem. But he settled in after that. He was fine. He could have easily pitched another two innings. I think the reason Council didn't do it is because they only had a one-run lead. If the Brewers had led 5-2 in the sixth, I think Anderson stays out there. But I think Council was worried about another long ball tying up the game.
Yeah, it should be. Chase is leading the league.
Absolutely, 100%. So at this point, the real problem is the starting pitching again. And yeah, it stinks.
Well, the offense, man, not good. They scored two runs in each game against the Cardinals.
Mitch, they're like a top five offense this month. I mean, what more do you want from them? They're like top five in runs. You can fact check me.
They're just inconsistent.
Right. But they're inconsistent because they press. They try too hard because their pitchers don't, you know, it's
7-5.
Jesus Christ. Get him out of the fucking game.
He might be. Let me double check. No, I think he's still in there.
Jesus.
But
see, so this brings back to a point about Craig Counsell. Craig Counsell is, I think there's been complaints about his lineup, which fine. But the real complaint about Craig Counsell should be the fact that he does not manage his bullpen like it's kind of the last hurrah.
Correct.
Like, I get Hader pitched two
innings. That's what pissed me off about Friday.
Yeah.
I mean, he basically openly admitted, like, we're not going to pitch our best players when we're losing on August 16th or whatever it was. And it's just like, are you fucking serious? Like, you have to win this game.
Yeah.
And you're down by one.
I mean, the Cubs are losing to the Tigers tonight 2-1 in a game the Cubs should definitely not have lost. Jordan Zimmerman, gas can. And they're down 2-1. No,
they'll win.
Maybe. But if they Brewers,
it'll be your fault.
If the Brewers were to win tonight, they would be
two games back.
Two games back, right?
But now you've fucking blown a four-run lead.
Four-run lead. You've given up
seven runs. So Jobermetrics, that is a—
Yeah, Jobermetrics would not play well there.
No.
So
his thing is, if you have a four-run lead at any point in the game, you should win. And that we achieved that in the first inning. Now, was any part of you a little upset? Or a little, not upset, but a little worried? Oh, man, save some for the rest of the game. Doesn't matter. I don't know.
Well, the good news is Sal Romano is Sal Romano, and you're going to have a couple more times.
Reds pitching is Reds pitching.
This game is far from over. It could finish like 11-10. We've seen some crazy Reds Brewers finishes.
Reds pitching is allergic to a sub-5 ERA.
Exactly. So we'll see what happens. We've been known to be on this podcast and trash the team we're talking about only to have them win. Most famously, the Bucks
got through the fourth.
Most famously, the Bucks against the San Antonio Spurs when Michael Supercool Bees went off for 25 points and a legendary performance.
And Ginobili put one off the side of the backboard for the game winner.
That was an amazing game. One of the best Bucks games of the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Don't let anyone tell you differently.
That was, that was the game Giannis didn't play, right?
Giannis didn't play. He had the sniffles.
He was sick, so he started, and Jason Kidd ruined his stats by putting him in for 5 minutes.
Right. Jason Kidd caused every DraftKings player to like throw their remotes at their TV.
Oh yeah.
We never know. The Brewers just have to take advantage of this stretch where you're playing the Reds, the Pirates, the Reds, and then a Nationals team who just sold off two of their best.
They went full tank.
And they sold off their two of their best offensive players to the NL Central. Thanks for them. Also, did you care about Daniel Murphy today? That was a big talk on Twitter.
I mean,
the
frustrating part is that he went to the Cubs.
Yeah.
And then he also got traded for essentially nothing. Otherwise, not really. I mean, the Cubs are already pretty loaded as is. I haven't looked at his numbers.
He's been hot of late, but Daniel Murphy can't play defense.
Yeah.
Danny Murphy is one of the worst defenders in baseball. So you can argue that the Cubs are making their offense better, but an offense.
Is he going to play third?
Maybe right now with Chris Bryant, but.
Well, I'm thinking they might be a little worried about Chris Bryant. Maybe that's why they got him.
That's a very fair take. That's a really interesting take. That is a second level fucking take.
Yep.
Because you know what? That actually makes a lot of sense. Are you sure this isn't a bigger thing? And guess what?
I'll take credit on that in the Daily Tap tomorrow.
Absolutely. No. I'm going to say Mitch brought up a very good point about this. I'll figure out a way to give you credit for this because, no, I think that's absolutely
beat him
right.
down!
And guess what? I would rather have Daniel Murphy out there than Chris Bryant any day of the week.
Yes, 100%.
Any day of the week. He's 33. He can barely move. He's an old man. He's a clutch hitter, though.
And Chris Bryant's best player in baseball. He's top three.
No question. And I thought Matt Adams is the bigger worry because Matt Adams used to kill the Brewers in a Cardinal uniform.
Yeah, and that's, you know, the Cardinals, they do this every fucking year. We haven't talked about them yet.
No.
I mean, it's just...
Except for
last year.
They walked like 10 batters yesterday. And they like hit, I think they hit two. Put everybody on base.
Put 12 guys on base and still win.
Still won. Just give them the World Series right now. Just whatever. Just fine.
They sold a couple guys at the deadline, and you're thinking, you hate to see it. Cardinals selling guys. Tommy Pham, see ya.
And then really, he was a clubhouse cancer.
Must have been.
No, he was. He had major issues with front office and was just a pain in the ass to everybody involved.
I would, too. I'd be like, fuck this team.
And they put Dexter Fowler on the Jeff Supan DL, like the long-term Jeff Supan DL.
Just go away.
He broke his foot, though, too, so it helped. But, yeah, he disagreed with management. I think we talked about it like a month or two ago. And part of that problem with the Cardinals. And so they pretty much rebuilt within the like 2 or 3 weeks and they found the right mix of guys.
Right.
And so you talk about maybe this lineup thing with the Brewers.
I was just going to say.
It's
fitting together a puzzle.
Right, exactly. And sometimes it's usually at its most critical point. The Brewers could lose today. Don't get me wrong. They just have to go about 9-4 in the next 13 and be hanging around 3 games back of the Cubs for that series against Chicago. They have the easiest strength of schedule of any National League contender.
I think it's second easiest.
But the easiest is the Indians.
Oh.
So of any contender.
In National League.
National League.
Right.
And if, I'm just going to put this out there, if the Brewers are not like fighting for it at the end, I do think there is a legitimate conversation you need to be had about Craig Counsell's job.
Possibly. But you just need to win the series.
Right.
Win each series and you're good.
Exactly.
Because I looked at it on Tuesday. There was 35 games coming out or for the rest of the way.
Mm-hmm.
If you go 20-15, you just won 90 games.
Yeah. And
that's essentially winning every series.
Yeah.
I mean,
and that's probably, that's going to get you a wild card spot. And it might get you the division.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, the Cubs played 23 straight games in 23 straight days. We saw what that did to the Brewers.
Yeah.
And they have some brutal road trips. They have to play Atlanta. They have to play us twice. They got to play Philadelphia. It's not easy.
Brewers are cakewalking outside of those Cubs games, pretty much.
And the Cubs also have to deal with a pesky Mets team next week who's been one game over 500.
Well, we have to deal with the Pirates.
Yeah, the Pirates have been but the Pirates can't score. Pirates have just... Their offense has disappeared. Like, poof.
It's because they haven't faced Chase Anderson in a while.
And you just hate to see it from the Pittsburgh Pirates, who just blew their load for Chris Archer. And
now Glasnow's balling out for the
Glasnow's
Rays.
Yeah, Glasnow's been awesome. And, what a bunch of idiots. I don't feel sorry for them one bit.
Not really.
Iota.
They snaked him from us, and that's what they get.
Exactly.
Because we would have got Archer in the offseason.
I think so. All right, so let's wrap it up with a little heavier topic. Quintez Cephas gets charged with sexual assault to two women. Cephas, at the time, had told, when the complaint was filed, that things, were all good. It was consensual. They were into it, yada, yada. And now that it's been charged and Badgers have a code of conduct policy, so he's suspended. I don't know how long the suspension is. I don't know if they wait to see what's going on. I feel the talk about it hasn't been that much. Do you think part of that is due to there's just not enough facts and that people don't want to sound stupid? Or do you think it's that there's so much going on? Or do you think it's sort of Madison suppressing the story a little bit and getting out ahead of it?
Well, you know what I think.
King Barry.
I mean, it's King Barry.
Right.
Red
Ooh,
China.
He took a shot at that. Cephas in his statement was like, I don't have the pull that some others do in the university and stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, the new Red China is no longer in Green Bay. It's in Madison. And it always has been.
Right.
And it's actually more applicable because they wear red.
King Barry on the Iron Throne with his
King
Gucci
loafers. King Barry, who is invincible for winning a couple Rose Bowls.
100%. He's done a lot more, though, to be fair.
Obviously he's made Wisconsin into a, elite athletic program.
Yes, 100%.
At least in the main sports.
But in terms of getting actual news out of Wisconsin, it's just like any other major university, Alabama, Ohio State. Yeah. I mean, how that Ohio State story didn't get uncovered.
Just think about
in
how scary that is for Brett McMurphy or whoever.
Yeah.
These Ohio State or these Columbus reporters to you're going after the king. I mean.
Right. And it's like you cannot get.
You're not going after him, but you're doing your job. But it's like you're still. You're brushing feathers.
How great would a TV show be of a reporter sitting out finding the biggest news story of the year in a college obsessed town? That sounds like a great Netflix show. Yeah. You might have to write that. That sounds like
great HBO.
That great HBO show. We might have to pitch that.
Like the newsroom, but
yeah, like the newsroom, but like a college newspaper. So it's college. not even like real reporters. So it's like kids, and they're trying to discover this story.
Trying to cut their teeth,
exactly.
And they're going
get a
after.
Little ink on their fingernails.
They find the starhead football coach is
slutting around
or covering up other things. And
yeah, that'd be great. All right. That went on it. But no, in all seriousness, obviously this kind of story is very much, there's two sides, right? And you can choose who to believe, you can choose who not to believe. It really doesn't make a sense to take a stand either way until more facts are out. You just can't necessarily put a flag and say, this person's right or this person's right.
Well, is he taking a voluntary leave or was it the team?
He took a voluntary leave and then the Badgers suspended him because they have a 2003.
So
like
the Badgers are doing their best to handle this. So, I mean, Quintez Cephas cannot play for the Badgers ever again for all I care. I know he was their best receiver, but they got other guys. I mean, it's
right.
You screw up like this, dude, you're done.
Oh, that's interesting. So you think that it's zero tolerance and that even if he's found innocent, and when the dust is settled.
Okay, then, yeah. I mean, obviously, that's what I meant. If you're convicted, of course you're
gone. If you're convicted, get the fuck out of here.
So that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying
I agree with it.
Today.
No.
Suspend him and figure it out and go forward.
So also just on the other side of the coin, Badger starting out number four on the year. Where do you see this hype train right now? Is it out of control? Is it just
Well, no, it's not out of control yet. I mean, they're returning a lot of people on offense.
Yeah.
From a pretty good team that won their bowl game against not a better team, but a good team.
Yeah.
In their field.
Right.
I mean, I never thought they were going to win.
They're showing a lot. The national media is finally giving Wisconsin the respect. And it probably
is. Okay, Badgers, you have your chance now.
Yeah.
You have a tough schedule.
And in a weird way,
we will reward you.
In a weird way, it's perfect that we're finishing with this because that's probably our main topic next week as college football gets kicked off.
Yeah.
You have your chance. Now you got to go capitalize it.
Yep.
So we'll talk a lot about college football next week. We'll also talk about wrapping up the Packers, who's going to make the team, who's not going to make the team, see what happens with the Brewers, and anything else that piques our interest. So for Mitch, I'm Charlie. Take care, guys. Have yourselves a great rest of the week. See you.
Peace. We'll be right back.